Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Tzadi Ches. We are holding on daf Tzadi Zayin and Beis. We are at the Mishnah at the end of daf Tzadi Zayin and Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, Emily Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bar Simcha, Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times in Hatzlacha, for our soldiers and our captives. They should all return home safely. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today largely is wine. We're going to continue the discussion about wine, but from a little bit of a different perspective. The Mishnah is going to talk about a person who sells wine to somebody else, and then the wine is found to be vinegary, turns vinegary. Is the mocher chayiv in the achrayus of the wine, or is the lokeh chayiv in the achrayus of the wine? And the Gemara is going to discuss, what's the case exactly? Whose kelim is the wine in? Is it in the kelim of the mocher, the kelim of the lokeh? We've quoted already many of these Gemaras in earlier sugyas. Then the Gemara is going to discuss a little bit about the impact that gaiva has on a person. The reason we talk about that is because one of the impacts that gaiva has is that it makes your wine spoil. Apparently, one of the punishments for having gaiva is that it makes one's wine spoil. Then on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to discuss if a person sells a particular type of space to his friend, what are the dimensions of that space? What are the expectations of what that space should be? You say, I'm selling you a refes bakar. So, what exactly, how big does a refes bakar have to be? What are the dimensions of the refes bakar? The Mishnah talks about a beis chasnus lebno and beis almanus lebito. So the Gemara is going to discuss what exactly that means and why we use such a lashon. So the Gemara, truth is, I didn't have a chance really to prepare, but I think the Gemara just discusses those things. Okay, so let's begin. Let's see the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. So the Mishnah discusses a person who sells wine, and then it's hichmitz. Is the mocher chayiv in the achrayus of the wine or not? So mocher yayin lechaver of the hichmitz. A guy sells wine to somebody else, and the wine turns sour after the mechira. Sayin lechayiv b'achriyuso. The mocher's not chayiv in the achrayus of the wine. At the time that he sold it, it was wine, it was not vinegar, and therefore that's not his problem. Vim yadua sheyeno machmitz, and if they know that this mocher's wine is always souring, hareza mekachtaus, then the mocher is chayiv to return the money that the lokeach paid for it, because the lokeach had no intention to buy wine that everybody knows goes sour right away, right? It's like certain milk brands, you know, that you buy milk from that place, so you know that within 3 days, it's going to turn sour. So no one wants to know if that's something that turns out to be a trend and it's something that has happened in the past. So then it's a mekach ta'us. V'im amar lo. And if the mocher says yayin mevusam ani mochalach, I am selling you a very high quality wine, really good wine. So then chayv lahamelo ad hatzeres. Then the wine has to stay good up until Shavuos. But after that, the heat of the summertime is likely to cause the wine to sour anyway, and therefore past Shavuos time, you can't expect, even if you said yayin mevusam, you can't expect it to remain high quality wine. The Rashash writes that over here the word mevusam should probably be with a samach from like mechayevinish levesume bepuria adelayada benor homin lebaruch Mordechai, which is a lashon of shichrus, and is saying that it should be strong wine, that it's going to be wine that is mevaseim a person, that causes a person to have a certain sense of intoxication. The Rashbam writes that the heat of Tammuz is mekalkel afilu yayin mevusam, that even yayin mevusam gets ruined by the heat of Chodesh Tammuz. So the Rashash raises the question that most years Tammuz does not fall out during the time Tkufas Tammuz. Tammuz never falls out of Chag HaShavuos, but Tkufas Tammuz never falls out in the Zman of Chag HaShavuos. So he says that you have to change the girsa in the Rashbam. It should probably not say that Chom Tkufas Tammuz, but Chom HaKayitz, right? That the heat of Kayitz is that's the lashon of Rashi on the Rif, is Chom HaKayitz as opposed to Chom Tkufas Tammuz. But anyway, once Shavuos comes, so then it's already Kayitz, and it's already really hot in Eretz Yisrael. V'yashan, and if the guy said, I'm selling you aged wine, then Rishalishtake, then it has to be wine of the previous year. Miyushan, if he says I'm selling you aged wine, Mishal, meaning a different lashon of age. Yashan means old, Miyushan means aged, so Mishal Shaloshanim. Then it has to be the wine in its third year, meaning that right now is its third year. Wine from 2 years ago, where this is the third year that this wine is in existence. Those are the halachos of selling wine and what the expectation is. So now we have a machlokas about what exactly the case of the Mishnah is. Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina lo shanu ele bekankanim delokeach. The chachamim in the Mishnah, when they say that the mocher is not chayiv on the achrayus of that yayin, I sell you wine, the wine was good, it turned sour after the sale, that's only when the lokeach took his kelim, when the lokeach took the yayin from the kelim of the mocher and put them into his own kelim. So the mocher could say, look, yes, the wine soured, you probably put them in lousy kelim. It's your kelim that caused the wine to sour. Avol bekankanim de mocher, but if the wine remained in the kankanim of the mocher, meaning the mocher sold the wine with the bottle that it comes in, so amalei, ha-chamrach, ha-kankanach. The lokeach could say, here's your wine and here's your kankan, meaning the wine remained in your kli, and nevertheless it turned sour. So it must be that it was always bad. It just wasn't so recognizably bad until right now. But it was a mekach tos, because this is something that had pre-existed the sale. This is something that was not that did not come later on. The Mishnah Maseches Bava Metzia on Daf Ayin Gimel says me'ikara dechamra chamra dechala chala. That wine that sours was already souring mitchilasa. It just wasn't yet nicker that it was doing so. So that's what the Rashbam quotes over here. From the Rimi Gash, it sounds that he does not say like the Rashbam. He says that it was chometz meikaro, but the person wanted to buy wine that was roi l'shtia for a particular amount of time, so the mocher has to give him wine that's roi to be omed for that amount of time. So it sounds like not that it was always vinegar and we just didn't quite chop yet that it was vinegar. It wasn't vinegar, it was wine, but the assumption is when I buy wine, it's supposed to last me some amount of time, and this wine didn't last me any amount of time. You buy a product and the product breaks on the second day, so yeah, it was not yet broken when you bought it, but it's a lousy product, and that also is a mekach tos. So that's how the Rimi Gash seems to understand that it was wine, but it was lousy. It was a lousy product, not the kind of wine that a person would want to buy. So says Mar v'chi kankanim de mocher mai havi. Who cares? Why would it matter that it was in the kankanim of the mocher? Lemalei loi bayilach l'shuye. Can't the mocher tell the lokeach you should not have kept the wine around for so long? You should have drunk it right away. And since you didn't drink it right away, that's why it turned sour. It's not my job to see to it that you drink it right away. I shouldn't have to pay for that. I wasn't mechuyev to sell you wine that was long-lasting. That was long-lasting wine. So lo tzricha da'amalei lemikba. No, the case is that the lokech told the mocher, I want to buy wine for using for cooking purposes. And whenever you use wine for cooking purposes, you only take a little bit at a time. And the understanding is it's supposed to have a shelf life. If I'm buying wine for drinking purposes, yeah, I could drink to my heart's content, and it's the primary beverage that people would have during meals, so you could expect a lot of wine to go very, very quickly. But if it's for cooking purposes, it stays in the cabinet for a long time, so the mocher should have given him wine that would have been able to last. Meaning, why is it, if you want to tell me a case where the mocher is not responsible, why would you give me a case where it's in the lokech's kelim, but the wine was supposed to last a long time because it was lemikba? So even though it was lemikba, it was supposed to last a long time, the mocher could say to the lokech, not my problem, it's your kelim that did it. There's a much simpler case where it's not the mocher's problem, and that is where it stays in the mocher's kankanim, but it was not lemikba. It was wine that was meant to be drunk, and if it was wine that was meant to be drunk, automatically it's not the mocher's problem, because you should have drunk it right away. You should not have waited until it had turned into vinegar. So Amarava Masnisin Kashise. The reason Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina made this strange ukimta in the Mishnah that it's talking about Kankanim Delokeach, and he said Lemikma, is because there was a difficulty in the Mishnah otherwise. The Katani, because the Sefer of the Mishnah says, Im Yadua Sheyeno Machmitz, if everyone know, if it's known that this Mocher's Yayin is Machmitz each and every year, Hariz a Mekachtos, then it's a Mekachtos, and the Mocher has to reimburse the money. But Amai, why would that be true? Why would we say it's a Mekachtos and Batal Mekach? Lemele, can't the Mocher say to the Kona, Lo Yibayilach Leshuye, you should not have kept the wine around for so long, you should have drunk it much more quickly, and if you would have done that, the wine would not have been machmit. So it turns out that the lokeach caused the loss of the wine. So why are we mechayiv the mocher for that? Elav shmamina, must be damar le lemikba. That it's a case where the mocher cannot have such a taina that you should have drunk it right away, because the understanding was that it was going to be kept around to use as a cooking ingredient, and therefore the mocher has to provide a higher quality wine that could be kept around, that will have a longer shelf life. And if it's known that this mocher's yayin is always machmitz, it's a mekach toos, because that's not a yayin that could actually be sold, the mikbah. So shma mina. So that's how we see that since the seifa is talking about where the understanding of the purchase was that it was the mikbah, so therefore the reisha must also be talking about a case where the understanding of the purchase was that it was the mikbah. So once it's talking about a case where it was the mikbah, so then we could even be the kankanim de mocher, and the mocher's still going to be on the hook for it, even though it's in the kankanim of the mocher. But wine that's rugil to be machmitz every year, even if lokech put the wine into his own kankanim, the mocher cannot say it's probably your kankanim that caused it, because this wine has a track record. You can't say, what a fluke that the wine soured. It must have been your kankanim. No, it's not a fluke. It happens every year. You have a long line of customer reviews online that keep saying that the wine sours 2 days after you buy it, so the mocher can't have such a title. So the Gemara says, okay, that is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina's understanding of our Mishnah, but not everybody agrees to that. Upliga de Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, who understood that our Mishnah is talking about where it's bekankanim delokeach, that's the case of the Mishnah, because in the kankanim of the mocher is taka going to be chayef for it. So that's against Rav Chiya bar Yosef. Damar Rav Chiya bar Yosef, chamra mazala demari garim. Wine that sours, it's the averos of the owner of that wine that caused wine to sour, that caused that problem to happen in the first place. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Chabakuk va'af ki hayayin boged gever yahir, that the reason wine rebels, so to speak, against the person and becomes vinegar is because the person is a bal gaiva. He takes pride in that which doesn't belong to him, and therefore mita keneged mita, his wine turns into chometz, meaning that which he owns is no longer valuable, since he's taking pride in that which is not genuinely his. So he loses that which is actually his. The Marsha just adds that we find in a number of places that a tzaddik is called yayin and a rasha is called chometz. In Bamitzia, right, the Gemara talks about chometz ben yayin, a vinegar, the son of a tzaddik. The Gemara has in Chulin as well, chala bar chamra, that the Gemara says one of the Amorim said about himself that my father used to wait 24 hours in between eating fleshes and eating milchigs. Anak chala bar chamra legabe avua. I'm like vinegar, the son of wine, because I only wait misuda lasuda. That line of Gemara is the basis for the din of waiting 6 hours in between fleshigs and milchigs. But that's the mashal that's always used. So the Russia is chometz, takes pride and shows himself as if he's a tzaddik, as if he's yayin, and therefore his yayin will act that same way as well. Will pretend to be yayin, but will actually be chometz, since he himself pretends to be yayin and is actually chometz. So the Marsha says that is the mida kinegan mida. But since it's the mazel of whoever owns the wine that causes the wine to sour, the mocher is not chayiv in the achray. So that wine, even if the lokeach kept it in the kankanim of the mocher, and even if the lokeach is saying that that he needs this wine for cooking, and it's supposed to last a long time, because the mocher can always say, wow, you must be a pretty big Russia if that wine turns sour, because it's not my problem, it's whoever owns it, and as soon as we did the transaction, you are the owner of that wine. So it's only if we know that the mocher's yayin is machmitz every year, only then can we attribute it to the mocher and not to the lack of tzidkus on the lokeach's side of things. So Amrav Mari Haiman Diyar. So once we're discussing this pasuk in Chabakuk va'afki ayayin boged gever yahir. So Rav Mari tells us Haiman Diyar, a person who is a balgaiva afilu in shebesi lemakabel, even his wife won't respect him. She's going to be mevazeh him. Shenemer gever yahir velo yinve, my velo yinve, but nava shalom means in his own bias, in his own, he's not going to be respected even in his own home. Amar Avidam Rav, kolam is ga'e, anyone who is a balgaiva, kolam is ga'e, betal shel talmid chacham, beinu talmid chacham, anyone who pretends to be a talmid chacham, he wears the garments of a talmid chacham, and he himself is not a talmid chacham, meaning the talmid chacham, where the assumption was, the talmid chacham would wear longer garments, where you wouldn't be able to see the clothing that was underneath it, that was the minig of talmid chachamim. The Gemara said earlier that a talis shel talmid chacham kol shein chaluko nira mitacht of tefach, that you don't see the chaluk underneath, you don't see the shirt underneath. I think there was the famous Rosh Yeshiva of Chaim Zimmerman was Rosh Yeshiva in the Skokie Yeshiva, and he was a big genius, a big gon, also very sharp personality. And when he came to Eretz Yisrael and they saw he was wearing a short jacket, So someone said to him, Talmud Chacham, how do you walk around like that in a short jacket? You should wear long, you should wear a frock. And he said that the one thing that Talmud Chacham is not supposed to do, he's not supposed to dress like an Amaretz. I see every Amaretz in Eretz Yisrael wears a frock, so I wear a short jacket. So the idea of Talmid Chacham wearing long, the reason why the chief rabbis and whatever, and that's the uniform, yeah, that comes from the Gemara, the idea is that a Talmud Chacham wears longer clothing. So anyone who's misgoed betalos shel Talmud Chacham and he's not a Talmud Chacham, ein machnis noso b'mechitzaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they don't bring him lasodavo into the mechitzah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ksiv hacha, how do I know that? Because it says about a person who's misgoed velo yinve uksiv hasam el nevei kachecha. And it says in Chumash el nevei kachecha. So we learn from there that someone who's misgoed doesn't go into the nevei into the house, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara now goes back to discussing wine that is hichmit. So Amar Rava, Haiman de Zabin lechavisa de Chamra lechanva'a adaita lesabuye, that a person gave a chenveni a barrel of his wine, al menas that the chenveni should sell it little by little. I don't know how to run a business, but I have wine. So I go to a person who's a retailer, he knows how to run the business, he knows how to sell the wine, and he's going to sell it little by little. And once he sells all of it, he'll pay me for it. And the chenveni doesn't buy the wine from the balachavis. He's more the shaliach of the balachavis to sell the wine for him. But the wine remains in the rishos of the bailim. That's the marshal writes the lashon of lisavuye. We have a lot of words in this daf that may relate to other words in shas that are not so familiar. The lashon of lisavuye, he says, is milashon zolo the sove, like we say about the ben sora remora. So it means to sell the wine in a store. So v'takfa palga o atilta, and the wine turned sour after the chenveni sold half of the barrel or a third of the barrel, meaning some amount of wine was sold and then the rest of it turned sour. So dinu hu demekabel emineh, the halacha is that the balachavis has to take the loss on himself. The chenveni doesn't have the achrayus for that loss because the wine remains in the rishus of the bailim, and the chenveni is not the bailim. He is merely a shaliach. So the shaliach is not going to be responsible. V'lo amaron elu deloshani b'charza. That's only if they change the chenveni didn't change the spout of the barrel. Avloshani b'barza. Avloshani b'barza lo. But if he changed the hole, the barrel of the spout of the barrel, in order to make a proper spout, he changed the hole at the bottom of the barrel to make a proper spout. He's chayv the achrayus of the wine, because we could assume that it's the hole that he made in the barrel that caused the wine to spoil more quickly, and therefore it's his problem. And also, this is only in a case where the Yom HaShuk has not yet happened, and therefore the Chevroni could not have sold all of the wine in the barrel because it wasn't the busy day yet. It wasn't the time where all the customers come. But if the Yom HaShuk came and he could have sold this wine, but he wasn't as diligent as he could have been in trying to make sure he didn't put out a sign in front of his store, wine, you know, top quality wine here, whatever, something like that, to get the konim to come to his store. So then it's his own laziness and it's his own failure to do his job that caused the problem. V'yamar Rava, Haiman de Kabul Chamra, a person who's mekabel wine as an iska, meaning someone gave wine to sell, and you evaluate the value of the wine in this place at this time, almanas, that he's going to go somewhere else where wine is sold for more expensive, he's going to sell it there, and therefore there will be a profit, and they'll split the profit. So I'm giving you my wine to go sell in a place where you can get a lot more money for the wine, and then we'll split the profits. So adaita demamtile le parvasa devol shafat, and he makes a tanai with the balayayin that he's not allowed to sell it anywhere but a place called parvasa devol shafat, where wine apparently was sold for a lot of money. Vadmati hasim zal, but by the time he got to that place, wine became cheaper, and now it's worth less than it was worth at the time that he got it. So dinu de mekabele. The din is that the balayayin has to be mekabel the loss. He has to take the loss because the mekabel didn't have any permission to sell the wine until he got to that place. So until that moment, the wine remained in the rishus of the nosein, of the original owner of the wine, and therefore it's considered to be his wine went down in value. It was a market condition that had changed, but it changed on him. So Yibayilu have a chalamai. The shaila was, what happens where it didn't go down in value? It soured before it got to that place. So do we assume la halacha like the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina that someone who sells wine to somebody else and it's hichmetz bekelev shel mocher, the lokeach can say to the mocher, hacha mercha hakan kancha. So over here also the mekabel could say to the mocher, your wine, your barrel is your problem, and the mocher cannot say, oh, you shouldn't have kept it around. Why did you leave it around for so long? Because what do you mean? You told him he's not allowed to sell it. Until he gets to that place. Or maybe we should pass on like Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, who holds that a person who sells wine to somebody else in a tichmitz, then it's not the achrayus of the mocher, because he can say to the lokeach, it's your mazel. So we hear also, the nosim can say to the mekabel, it's your mazel that caused the undoing of this wine. Because any iska situation, it belongs to the nosim, and it's a bikadon, biyada mekabel. So half of it belongs to the mekabel as a halva'a, and therefore that we both have a loss to bear. Not that you'll take the entire loss, but it's ki'ilu we're partners in this. So amle Rav Hillel Ravashi ki'avan be Rav Kahana, when we were learning in the Beis Medrash of Rav Kahana, amar lan chala lo. He told us that no, if it sours, then the nosein does not have to take the loss on his own. The original owner does not have to bear the full brunt of the loss, because he could say to the mekabel, it's your mazel. This was your business also. So it's your mazel that brought the wine down and turned it into vinegar. Udalok Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Unlike the Shita of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, but rather like, in accordance with, the Shita of Rav Chiya Bar Yosef. V'ika da'amri, and others say, afilu chalanami mekabel. Even if the wine turned into vinegar, the no-sein has to bear the brunt of the loss. Kiman, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, in which case we're going exactly like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, who holds that someone who sells wine the chavero and it turns sour bekelev shel mocher, the mocher is the one that's chayiv ba'ach riuso. So the Rashbam writes, okay, so now we have two versions of how we paskin in the end, whether it's like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina or whether it is not like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, like Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef. So the Rashbam writes, we should paskin lahalacha like Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, that the mocher is not chayiv in the achrayus of the wine, because we could assume that it's the mazel of the lokeach that's goreim, unless we know that it's wine that sours every single year. Why would we paskin like that? We have two lishonos over here, because that's the shita of Shmuel that we had back on Sadi Vav Amud Aleph. And and Sadi Vav and Beis, we said that we pass on la'alacha k'divrei Shmuel. Now, Rov Rishonim disagree with Rashbam, and they hold like the sheet of the Rif that there's no stira between Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina over here and the sheet of Shmuel over there, and therefore they pass on la'alacha like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, and like the sheet of the Ikata Amri, that's how we pass on la'alacha, because we always pass on like the Ikata Amri, meaning there are klalim in Psak, when you have two Lashonos, you always pass like the Ikata Amri, unless there's a stump of the Gemara somewhere else. So if you learn the Gemara in Tzadi Vav to be arguing on this Gemara, so then you'll pass like that Gemara. But if you learn it not to be arguing, so then from this Gemara, from this Sugya, inherently you're going to pass like the Ikata Amri, you're going to be more likely to pass like the second version. Okay, Yashan Mishal Ishtakid. If you say that you're selling Yayin Yashan, it has to be last year's wine. It cannot be wine from the new crop this year. You said Miyushan has to be that it's already in the third year. Tana umiyashin v'holich adachag, that a person sells yayin miyushan animorchalach, it's not enough to give him yayin from 2 years ago. He has to give him yayin that's able to continue to age until Sukkis of this year, because that's the time of the harvest of the grapes. So since he made a deal with him that he's going to give him three-year-old wine, he has to give him wine that's going to actually last a full 3 years. So since that's the birthday of the of this wine, you have to wait till its third birthday, till you have to not wait, but you have to make sure that it's able to last that long. And therefore, if it turns sour prior to Sukkis, so it's in then it's Bachriyus or Shalmocher, then it is the Mocher's problem. Okay, so that is our discussion about Yayin. Now the Mishnah discusses a person sells a place for a space for another person to build a house, or he's Mechayiv himself to build a house for somebody else. So how big do different types of houses have to be? So Mocher Makom Lechavero, a person sells a piece of real estate to somebody else, almanas, that he's going to build a Beis Chasnus Lebno or something like that. So the Beis Chasnus is a room that the father would build, the father of the Chasnus would build near his own house for the child to live after he gets married, or he sells a place to build a Beis Almanus Lebito, which is a space that a father would build for his daughter to live if she Nebuch becomes an almana and she needs to move back in. She doesn't have a husband to live in his house anymore. Or a person is mekabel a space from somebody else to build for him a beis chasos or beis almanos lebito. Bona arba amos al sheish de Rabbi Akiva. You have to build these houses in an area that they have to be large enough that they need to be 4 by 6 amos. That's how much space you need for a beis chasnos or a beis almanos. That is the shita of Rabbi Akiva. There are different kirsaos in the Mishnah, but that's the way we'll read. Rabbi Shmuel Omer refes bakar hizu. Rabbi Shmuel says, well, 4 amos by 6 amos, the person's not in jail. That's what you would make a refes bakar to be so tiny. That's not where a human being can live. You have to build it much bigger. Rabbi Shmuel just doesn't say how much bigger, but the Yad Ramah writes that Rabbi Shmuel is mefarit his shita in the Hemshich of the Mishnah when he says bayis katan sheish al shmona. But according to Rashbam, he never explains how much bigger. So now the Mishnah explains the size of different types of other types of houses. Not a beis chasnus lebno and beis almanus lebito, other types of houses. Harotza lasos refes bakar. A person wants to make a refes bakar, bona arba amos al sheish. That would be arba amos al sheish. Bayis katan, someone wants to build a small house, so sheish al shmona. That's got to be 6 amos by 8 amos. Gadol, if he says I'm going to build a big house, shmona al eser. That's 8 amos by 10 amos. Yeah, think about that. That would be a big house. You know, by our standards, that's not very big. Traklin, if a person wants to build a palace, so a place where kings can live, Eser al Eser, 10 amos by 10 amos. The house is going to be, if you have big amos, 20 feet by 20 feet is going to be the house. That's fitting for a king to live. Rumo kechatzi orko ukechatzi rochbo. In terms of the height of each of these homes should be the size of half of the length. plus half of the width. So the base chasnus, which is 6 amos by 4 amos, the height should be half of the length, which is 3 amos, plus half of the width, which is 2 amos. So it should be a 5 amma high ceiling. So and that should be, and you should do that same cheshbon with each of the bayis katan, bayis gadol, the traklin, each of those things. Raya ledavar, the raya that that's how you cheshbon the proper height of a ceiling is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Lomer kibinyan hechal. It's just like the binyan of the hechal, which was 40 amos long, 20 amos wide, and 30 amos tall. So the 30 amos was half of the height, half of the length plus half of the width. So now the Gemara says, what do you mean beis chasnus lebno and beis hamonos lebito? Lama the mishnah beis chasnus lebno beis hamonos lebito? Why does the mishnah dafka talk about a case where you're building for your own daughter, for your own son, and your own daughter? Listen, beis chasnus lebno lebito, beis hamonos lebno lebito. It should have said that you're building a beis chasnus for your son and daughter, and beis hamonos for your son and daughter. So, meaning, why does it have to be that the beis chasnus that's for your son, the beis hamonos that's for your daughter? So says Gemara, milsa agav urche kamashmalan is coming to tell us a chiddush. That it's not the derech of a son-in-law to live in his father-in-law's house, that they shouldn't be choshed that he's not acting bitznius with the mother-in-law. So since it's the derech of the chasan to live with his own parents or near his own parents after he gets married, so the Tana says that a person builds a beis chasnus libno because the chasan's parents are the ones that are building that extension on their home. So if the son becomes an almon, the father doesn't have to build him a beis almanus. He lives in the very bayis that he built him originally. But the daughter doesn't have a place to live after in her father's home after she gets married, because her husband shouldn't be living in her parents' home. So she goes to where her in-laws live, and therefore initially you don't have to build a beis chasnus for your daughter. But if she's in the salmana, now you have a construction project to take on. Now the person has a construction project to take on. He's got to build an extension to his house. How do I know that it's not normal for a chasan to live by his father-in-law? I've weighed everything on a scale. That's a good daf yomi coincidence before Rosh Hashanah. I didn't find anything that was lower quality than subin, which is the bran of the wheat. However, there's something even worse, even lower quality. Chasan adar b'beis chamav, and that is a son-in-law who lives by his father-in-law. The kalmi chasan, and worse than that, is a reach machnas areach, is a guest who brings his own guests. The kalmi areach, and worse than that, is meishav davar b'terem yishma, someone who responds to a question before he understands what the question is. Shnemer meishav davar b'terem yishma ivelas hilo uchlima. That it's embarrassing for a person that's the way he speaks, that he should respond to a question before the question is completed. Rabbi Shmuel lo merefes bakrizu. I wrote to Lassos, and then we said, if you want to make a refes bakr, it should be 4 amos by 6 amos. Refes bakr man katanila. Who said refes bakr that it's 4 by 6 amos? Is Rabbi Shmuel or was it Rabbi Akiva that says that refes bakr is 4 by 6 amos? So ikadam Rabbi Shmuel katanila. Some say it was Rabbi Shmuel speaking at that point in the Mishnah. Ikadam Rabbi Akiva katanila. And some say it was Rabbi Akiva speaking. Ikadam Rabbi Akiva katanila. Some say it was Rabbi Akiva speaking. Vachi kamar. And this is what he was telling Rabbi Shmuel. You taina that the shear of a beis chasnus cannot be 4 by 6 amos, because that's the shear of a refes bakar. I disagree. Afalbish a refes bakar, he, pamshad mosa diraso, ke refes bakar. I agree that a refes bakar is 4 by 6 amos, but you tied to the base chasnus can't be 4 by 6 amos, that's the size of a refes bakar. Sometimes people build a house like a refes bakar. Vika dam Rabbi Shmuel katanilan. Some say, no, that's Rabbi Shmuel talking at that line in the Mishnah. Vachi kamar. And Rabbi Shmuel is still tying on Rabbi Akiva, that it cannot be that a base chasnus is 4 amos by 6 amos, because that's the size of a refes bakar. Because don't you know that halacha sharot zelas refes bakar osa arba amos al sheish? So according to that shita, ben Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Kiva, the shear of a beis chasnus is larger than the shear of a refes bakar. But they're really arguing about the size of a shear of a beis chasnus and about the size of a refes bakar. But the premise of Rabbi Shmuel is an accepted premise. Traklin esrael esrael. We then said that a traklin is 10 amos by 10 amos. My traklin. What does traklin mean? Kufta be vardi, a large room with a lot of windows where they put roses to make it look nice. So tani v'kantir shtemesrei. And we said a person who agrees to make a kantir, that should be 12 amos by 12 amos. My kantir, what is a kantir? Tarbitzapani. It is a large chatzar that they build for officers right next to their palaces, like across from the Pesach of the Traklin, and they grow all sorts of vegetation there. It's meant to look very, very nice. So it's meant to have a lot of nice landscaping. Who's the one that said the words Rayeludaver? Some say it's from Shum Gamliel that said those words. Vachi kamar Rayeludaver minayin. How do I know this inyan of Chatzi Orcho Chatzi Rachbo? Amr Shum Gamliel kol kabinyan heichal. Vigadamr Tanakama katanila. And some say that it was the Tanakama that said it. From Shum Gamliel was mafsik while the Tanakama was talking. Vatmoi kamatama. And he said, I understand. Vachi kamar leil Tanakama. He was saying to the Tanakama, Raya minayin. Where do you have a raya to that? So mi binyan heichal. Your raya is going to be from the binyan heichal. Why, you think the whole world is a heichal? Tanya achirim amarumo kikorosav, that the height should be this, the length of the beams that that go across the width of the house. V'le marumo karachbo, just say the height should be the same as the width. Iba yisem beisem eilai ravach, it could be that it doesn't say rumo karachbo because the beams are wider at the bottom and narrower at the top, so the house is wider, closer to the to the tikra than it is closer to the karka. Or it could be because it doesn't say rumo karachbo because the beams are supporting the tikra, go into these holes, these windows, and therefore the beams are actually a little bit longer. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Rabbi Hanina, four lines from the bottom of the page. Have a great day, everybody.